Welcome back to the Fall Topics with Sean. Got a fun show today. Going to be playing a little catch-up. We've been gone for a little while. Well, let's get into it. Again, welcome to the Fall Topics. This is Sean. We have been gone for a little while. Got a lot to catch up on here in this exciting 2025. Lot going on, man. This the past couple weeks. I again hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season and New Year's. We took a little downtime, work, holidays, all that fun stuff. Boy, is there a lot to go over today. Had everybody's been paying attention to these California wildfires, which are just insane, absolutely insane. So much going on with that. It's a lot to unravel. We've been paying attention, and seeing the video footage alone is heartbreaking. And I want to take my time with this because there are a lot of things about it that bother me. You know, I live in the state of Washington, and a lot of this, it doesn't directly affect me, but we're seeing a lot of the things that are going on down there that are very, very similar to the way our state is run here in Washington. And if anybody's watched our show, they know how I feel about our state. I love the state of Washington. Our politics here are just an absolute shit show. It seems everything that California does, Washington follows suit. Sorry, folks, I got to get my coffee pumping into my system here. It is that way. There's so much to unravel and just watching the past few days. And in fact, the past week, you know, we are a little over a week from Trump's inauguration. And we've seen just the very first couple weeks here of January have just been bizarre, from the, you know, the shootings, and these wildfires are just insane. So much going on, and everybody that knows me knows that immediately my radar flies off the handle, going, okay, what's going on? It's, you know, after going through that, the first 4 years of the Trump presidency and the barrage of just garbage thrown at him, time and time again, being told he was Hitler and he's the end of democracy. And, you know, even up until this latest election cycle here, we were hearing that same crap again. He is the face where democracy ends. There's not going to be any voting anymore. He's going to take over the country. I know people that absolutely believe he's building a Confederate army. The stuff that just gets thrown is just amazing. And it just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. He gets elected. You can watch all over the news now. All these politicians that, you know, said how awful he was, now looking forward to working with him. Wait. You want to work with Hitler? Well, doesn't that make you part of the problem now? It's amazing. The political machine in D.C. has been a shit show for a long, long time. And it's only gotten worse in my generation, you know, from the 90s up until 5-10 years ago, when these smaller platforms started reporting actual news. You know, those media systems, MSNBC, Fox, I'll even say Fox. You know, they're all in that same camp of they're the arbiters of truth. And they've controlled that system of information for so long, and now they're just going batshit crazy because they don't have control over information anymore like they did. And that ongoing narrative of just Trump, Trump's evil, Trump is going to take away your rights, Trump is a racist, he can't stand black people, he's going to enslave black people again. I mean, it's amazing. All that nonsense that went on for so long, and so many of them, that it's almost as if they've forgotten either their arrogance or they don't care, or they've forgotten that everything that they've ever said has been recorded and is just that quick to play it right back. We can pull up anything from any of these politicians, the Adam Schiffs and the Chuck Schumers and Nancy Pelosi's, about how evil he is. I have been railing about the DC machine for so long because it's just disgusting what goes on up there. They haven't worked for the people in a long, long time. It's a system. It's just a machine to take your money that you work for, steal it, give it to other countries, give it to political interests, give it to corporations. You know, corporations donate their money to a campaign, and then that politician, legislator, they write in new codes and laws and policies that benefit them. This whole system has just been shit for a long time. And now we're finally seeing a change. It's what it feels like anyways, a turn for the better, if you will. Trump has an opportunity here. And all those Republicans, even some of the ones that are pushing back on him, I'm so sick of that crap too. The people clearly spoke in this last election cycle. And these Republicans that are pushing back, that have been on his cabinet choices, let the man have his cabinet. He's earned it. The people have finally gotten so fed up with the nonsense, with the DEI crap, with the castrating children, puberty blockers, all this insanity. If Trump's really going to follow through, I'd like to see if he is, with the education system and the Department of Education at the federal level. Man, if he throws that out, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with castrating, no pun intended, a third of our federal government. It's just not necessary. You wouldn't even notice. Things we're going to see what's going to happen here. And now we're in this environment right now with all these wildfires, and they're actually talking about now there's footage of that perhaps they've found. I'm going to be digging a little bit deeper into that this week. And in fact, this Wednesday, we're going to have a new episode. Brian's going to be joining me again. And we're going to be talking about a lot of this stuff that's been going on. One of the things I wanted to focus on today, just kind of giving that picture of the horrible things going on in California right now with the fires. I have a tough time. I really do have a tough time feeling any sympathy. I don't want a fire to destroy anybody's home, obviously. I don't have as much sympathy for any of the Hollywood elites that were affected by this. And I feel bad. No, again, and I clarify that statement. Nobody should have a fire. But our media seems to be focused when we're seeing Steve Guttenberg and when we're seeing, you know, Dick Van Dyke. And, you know, it's such genius posturing, the ones that they're showing. Because they're not showing you Leo, and they're not showing you, you know, Ben Affleck. We're showing Steve Guttenberg, who's kind of been out of the limelight for a good 10, 15 years now, at minimum. Dick Van Dyke, who's an old man celebrity. Yeah, this is all sad. 90% of them have 3 or 4 houses. They just pack up and move, or they just go to their other home. They've got millions and millions and millions of dollars of resources. It doesn't hit them as hard as it does the average middle class that are out there. And again, I'm not trying to sound callous. Fires are not to mention safety's first. I don't want anybody getting hurt. But to those Hollywood elites that have lost a home, I just don't feel as much sympathy for you. Sorry. You have resources that others don't. There's a lot of people suffering right now. And the world of just, oh my gosh, this is so awful that it's happening to them. So that's what I meant by it's pretty genius that they're not throwing Leonardo DiCaprio and you know, Robert De Niro, and I don't even know where most of these people live. You know, well, hopefully a lot of them took off to Canada, like they said, once Trump was elected, but I don't think that's the case right now. What I'm getting at is that these things are horrific, but we need to be focused on those that are truly suffering. California is a complete shit show, and there's a lot going on. And it has been going on for a while. And again, being from Washington State and watching what our politicians do here, every time they, especially our governor who's on his way out, Inslee, Bob Ferguson got elected into there, that evil piece of shit. And it just amazes me once and again that the people continue to vote this way. California is seeing it now. They vote with just a blue D, team politics, the crap that has just destroyed our country. And we shouldn't have had going on to this level. Bob Ferguson, Jay Inslee, Gavin Newsom, they're all in the same boat. They get in front of a camera. They can never see past their next election. They just say what needs to be said, just so they can get elected again, and they live their lives of luxury. You know what's so just hilarious about the fact that our governor, Inslee, who has destroyed the state, following suit with Gavin Newsom, is that he's moving to Idaho. That's hilarious. The man that railed against Idaho and how stupid and conservatives and, you know, gun owners and potatoes and all this crap. I mean, my gosh, we got so much audio of him just railing against Idaho, how backwards they are for their positions on abortion and this kind of crap. He's retiring now. He's moving to Idaho. Ah, the world we're in. Yeah, it's stunning sometimes. You take a step back and you try to process how people continue to vote for these liars. And that's a whole nother psychological analysis we could get into one day. What is the reason really behind it? Why do people? Is it the arrogance of, no, my guy wouldn't do that? Is it the just purely team politics? Or is it the level, subscribe to? I bet it's just, I can't admit I was wrong. And that's so much of it these days. We don't want to admit that we were wrong. I can admit most of my life is me admitting I made a mistake. And that's a good thing. It's a part of our growth as human beings, and so many people don't want to do that. Or there's another element to it that people just don't want to know. People want to just go through their daily lives, watch their Netflix episodes, get over to Costco. You know, just that basic routine. They don't want to know the level of corruption that we see in this country right now. I just don't get that. And it stems probably, a lot of it stems from our taxes. People don't really see how much we get taxed. On and on and on it goes. And again, please catch our upcoming episode Wednesday. We may even be going live on that episode. Again, we're going to have Brian with me, and we're going to just go over everything as we really kind of go down that runway now, our landing into the Trump era. And that is coming January 20th. So please follow us on Wednesday, but let's get into what we saw, what's going on in California right now. The political charged environment right now that we have, the Democrats are losing their shit. They're just losing their minds. And they also are doubling down. And I got this video here. I wanted to show you just an example of what MSNBC is doing, which is no surprise. They're attacking Trump. They won't attack anybody. Remember, these are the arbiters of truth and information. You need to know what's going on in our world today. Unless it's Democrats, then we're just going to completely protect them at all costs, which just is disgusting. That's what the people have gotten sick of. So we're going to play this little clip here of MSNBC and what they're talking about with Trump and the fires. Just, again, one just little clip here. Just to kind of give you, we're going to dissect this just a little bit.
What is happening in Los Angeles right now is still an active emergency. So keeping people informed with factual information is a matter of public safety. Beyond viral hoaxes like the Hollywood sign catching fire, the most prominent misinformation about the fires in Los Angeles right now is political.
This is a true tragedy, and it's a mistake of the governor, and you could say the administration. They don't have any water. They didn't have water in the fire hydrants. They don't have water.
The problem President-elect Trump was referring to there on Wednesday is a real thing that did happen. On Tuesday night, while LA's 9,000 firefighters all simultaneously fought multiple massive wildfires, some of the biggest LA has ever seen, the fire hydrants did lose water pressure. The system simply could not handle that many fires all at once. But rather than trying to figure out how to help or how to improve the systems, conservatives spread misinformation in order to play the blame game. Early Wednesday morning, Trump was already blaming California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, referring to him as Gavin Newscum, and claiming that Newsom had refused to sign a document Trump called the Water Restoration Declaration that would have apparently, allegedly given LA enough water to fight the fires. No such document exists. Trump apparently made it up to score political points. And conservative pundits quickly followed suit, blaming everything from fish conservation efforts to Native Americans to diversity programs.
Now, a few things going on there in that clip. I'm not sure about the document thing about saying that they attempted to help, and I'm going to look into that a little bit deeper. But a few things going on right there. Here she is saying that the Republicans are pouncing and this is all politically charged. You're doing that in this video. You're politically attacking President Trump. So the irony there, you're sitting there talking about, oh, all conservatives do is play politics when that's what you're doing. We're going to get back to that here in just a moment, but the thing right out the gate, they're so masterful about pointing out that they're playing cover with he was correct about the fire department or the fire hydrant, sorry, not having enough water. It's because the system was not capable of handling that. Now, right out the gate, California is fires all the time. And this is our low IQ viewership to places like CNN and MSNBC that can listen to that crap and just, oh, well, that makes sense. They weren't equipped to handle that. No, that disgusting mayor over there cut the fire department's funding. And that's what we see across the board. I mean, these images of the fires that are going on there in LA are just mind blowing. How quickly that spread. I mean, man, for 2 days at first, you know, I was kind of watching it and there's all these video footages now. And again, you know, just to kind of recap or not recap, but repeat what I said earlier about they're starting to come out now that they've got some footage of the guy or some multiple people that were starting these fires. This is sickening. I find it highly suspicious, right as we're just hitting that runway into the Trump presidency, that all these things are occurring. But does anybody else find it irritating that she will say in that breath about this is what Democrats do, this is what Republicans do. They politicize everything that's devastating and tragic, really. You're the same disgusting people that when some insane person goes into a school and does something horrific, like shooting up a school, which doesn't stop. You know, there's a reason why that keeps happening. Because you don't like that picture, the idea of a school being armed. We protect our, and I'm not going to dive too much into this, but we protect our politicians with guns. We protect our banks with guns. But schools, that's off limits. We shouldn't be protecting schools with guns. Why? Why? Because you don't like that image. You don't like the picture that looks like. And it's sad. It is sad that we've got so many nut jobs out there that would go out and shoot a school. But they're the first ones to politicize that right out the gate. Conservatives and their gun rights and Republicans, they love guns, and guns in this country are a problem. You make it a political point when some kind of tragedy suits your narrative. They're just disgusting hypocrites. I'm so tired of it. And I think more and more, we just saw here what's going on. It's most people are tired of it now, but they don't stop. They don't stop. They double down. And this footage is just horrible. I mean, there's a reporter right there. Fire surrounding her car. It's tragic what's happening. I can't imagine. You know, I was in our home a few years back. We had a fire actually behind our home. Two homes burned down. That was scary. Watching those two fires, you know, and the fire department was there quickly and put it out within a half hour. It was down. But this is a devastation that I mean, what is it? I saw this morning, 30,000 acres of LA County. Wow. Wow. And as I said earlier, on the record, I don't want anybody being hurt by fires, clearly. I just don't have the sympathy for Hollywood, for the elites. And MSNBC and CNN, man, they've got their videos showing we're supposed to feel sorry for them. And then they dialed that back real quickly. So, but yeah, seeing these elderly people, it's insane watching this go down. And while that's happening, the governor over there, the mayor over there. Let's talk about that for just a few moments. You know, the governor of California, who is just a disgusting political hack. And can you blame him? He makes his millions. I mean, and what I mean by that, can you blame him for just going along the same process? He doesn't change that political map. It's here's step one, step two, step three. We're just going to maintain that same routine because it works. And here's what I mean by I can't blame him, is people keep voting for him. And this is all their motive is. I got to stay in power. I got to stay in power. Be a member of that World Economic Forum. Just like Jay Inslee up here did, brought the state to shit of Washington. And we're going to focus on California again in these fires, but they're all of the same ilk. Keep saying things, do photo ops, and that's one of the things today is that shit right there. That just, you know, it reminds me, there was a hurricane, and I can't remember which hurricane it was. It had to be 10 years ago, maybe. No, gosh, even longer than that, probably 15, 20 years ago, when Sean Penn grabbed his camera crew and gets on a boat, and a little rowboat, with it, and makes sure he has his cameras with him, and goes out there and makes sure as he's reaching over to help these people, the camera snaps. Don't worry, folks. I'm here to save the day. Sean Penn. Sean Penn is just one of those, like the Matt Damons, and oh gosh, Susan Sarandon's and Alec Baldwin's and Robert De Niro's, all of them that have just been praised as the saviors of our world and the arbiters of truth and morality. And here's Gavin Newsom right there, that disgusting punk. And that's what he is. He's a punk with his slick back hair, his $2,000 sunglasses, looking over the fires, debating. And he wasn't there to really help. His advisors and all that, like, hey, better get out there. We need some photos of you that you've got this handled and under control 2 days after this was going wild. Fire departments not being able to get water. And that's the thing. And circling back to what that reporter at MSNBC said, which just that was kind of my point earlier, is they weren't equipped to handle this. Why weren't you? Wildfires are nothing new to the state of California. That is an ongoing thing. And you weren't equipped? Well, shame on you. You should have been equipped. And you were. You were equipped. There's something going on. Something that just stinks of corruption and evil. And it circles back to that mayor. And we're going to get into that in a moment as well. But here's Gavin Newsom just showing up to make sure that he's on it. He's making sure that he's there to take care of the people of California. This guy's a piece of shit. Look at these shots. I mean, people wake up. He doesn't give a damn. So, hey, this would be, I can already hear the conversations. You know, they're talking to their advisors and, hey, let's find a couple here and let's get them hugging and then let's get a snapshot and how we're on top of it and we're connected with the people of California. Fuck Gavin Newsom. We're seeing a turn here, and that it really screams with the Trump election. People are waking up. And I think now, unfortunately, like I've said many times in the past, especially here in Washington, things have not, they just haven't gotten bad enough. And Adam Carolla, if everybody's familiar with him, he had a great episode the other day where he was mentioning about it's finally setting in. These people have continued to vote for these disgusting politicians who don't give a damn about them, DEI hires. And we're gonna, before I really talk about that mayor of LA, I want to get on my record here mentioning about what I think about DEI and what many, I would say, I would like to believe that most believe, but so many don't want to say. And there are those that say that, like myself, but the people that continue to vote for that, they know in their gut what's going on. Diversity, equity, inclusion. This is pathetic. We talked about this in the past when airlines are going, their primary focus is DEI. No, your primary focus should be landing planes safely, building them safely. I don't give a damn what your skin color is. It's so stupid now. We're so well beyond that. But that's what Democrats focus on. We're an American culture, and we were for a long time. 9/11, I witnessed it. That was a beautiful thing when the people, yeah, watch that get edited, what I just said. 9/11 wasn't a beautiful thing. What the beautiful part of 9/11 was how all New Yorkers came together. We all, I was complete opposite corner of the country. We all came together. New York is the heart of American culture. And when those pieces of shit attacked us like that, and you can get into the whole, you know, was this set up? You know, was this an inside job and all that kind of conspiracy theories? That's a whole nother conversation. The fact of the matter is the people on the ground level came together. We set aside our differences because somebody hit us. Now we're going to hit you back. Pardon me. And then that has been destroyed by Democrats. They don't want us coming together, because if we come together as a people, we all, they can't control you. And that's all they want to do, is keep you controlled by dividing you. It's not fair. The division from race, which everybody knows how I believe there's one race, the human race. You have cultural differences. We have ethnic background differences, you know, where our families come from, all that kind of stuff. None of that matters. If you're an American, you're an American, period. You know, all that white privilege crap. I didn't get any white privilege. It's just nonsense. But they continue to stir people up, piss everybody off, make you feel, hey, it's not fair that you didn't try hard enough. It was stolen from you. None of that matters, but that's what they do. They just continue to keep everybody angry, keep you divided, because then they can keep showing up as the saviors. We're here to help. And you can, you know, we're really going to dive into that on Wednesday, Brian and I, about, you know, what the Trump era upcoming looks like and what opportunities he has. And I really hope he listened. And I hope all of his that he's put together, his cabinet, all the politicians that are now in there, I hope they listened, because the people are fed up with this crap. And Gavin Newsom is just a disgusting politician, and it amazes me. So hopefully we're going to see a turnaround, because those fires are still going. Quickly recognizing that mayor in California who clearly was a DEI hire. And here's another photo op. Look at this sickening crap. People buy it, though. You see, what we're going to do, look at him in his posturing right there. We're going to set out a plan, and look at her with the face down, the disgusting, you know, there. I'm sorry. I use the word disgusting a lot because I don't know what else to say anymore. These people actually nauseate me. And that mayor, that DEI hire, just like our mayor here in Tacoma, Washington, Woodard, that's all it is. It's skin color. Get him into the office. It shouldn't be like that. These checking boxes. Are you part of the LGBTQ? What is your race? What is your background? We're going to put you in here. It's just propping up. It's nonsense. And we watched all that with the Black Lives Matter crap and these people that got into that power of the Black Lives Matter movement, the BLM movement, and took millions of dollars of people, bought mansions. That's what these people do. They get into power. They move in. They quickly are buying Mercedes, big houses. They don't give a shit about you. And so many people right now in LA are literally suffering and dying because of an incompetent mayor. I'm not even going to say her name. She makes me so sick just looking at her. These people don't care about you. And I'm sorry, folks. I'm so overwhelmed by the nonsense that continues going on there in that state. It's horrible. I mean, even that little photo up there, you see the smoke blazing in the background. The smoke blazing. Ah, man. They're hired for one reason only. They're put into these positions. You can go into the, you know, George Soros. Oh, man. Watching that recently, too, with these medals of freedom given to Clinton, George Soros. How corrupt have things gotten? That mayor of LA, she was being interviewed. Because she just, now I've heard numbers and I haven't, you know, I'm going to be looking into them again before Wednesday. But, you know, these numbers that she cut, what, 70 million from the budget? Was it 60 million or 70 million from the fire department's budget? There's even rumors floating around that there was some inside work going, and a bunch of now the homeowners insurance of LA is a shit show. And there's rumors that they were kind of given some heads up that this was coming, and that a lot of these homeowners insurance companies were canceling policies the day or two before of these fires. Whoa. If that's accurate, I mean, it wouldn't shock me. You know, the corruption that goes on with insurance companies. And that's part of my problem with people like Ben Shapiro. You know, I align with him in very many ways, but he's so quick to defend these corporations because, you know, the free market can do no wrong. Capitalism can do no wrong. I'm a capitalist, but I can definitely point out there's some problems with it. And when you have CEOs making $10, $11 million a year, $10, $11 million a year, and having the nerve to deny claims, well, it's a business. Now, their margins of profit are very narrow. Bullshit. Bullshit. Because if they can pay somebody $10 million a year, their profits, the profit margins are not narrow. Now, they can cook their books and make it look like a certain way on a spreadsheet and all that, but that's one of the things that bothers me about diehard capitalists. They can't see the problems and admit and call it out for what it is. This is a strange time that we're in. And again, these fires are just horrific. It's tough to sit through and watch all these things going on. People losing their homes, working class, I focus on the working class, elderly being, you know, escorted out of their cars, being moved by bulldozers. We got a lot to think about, folks, a lot to think about. Again, please follow us here on Wednesday. We're going to have a great episode. Brian's going to be joining me, and we're going to talk about all this. I hope the people of California wake up. When all this is, when the dust settles, I hope they do wake up and rethink their voting. Because none of this stuff matters. It doesn't matter your skin color, your culture, your race, all these things. It just doesn't matter. Can you do the job? That's what we should be focused on. And clearly that mayor cannot do her job. They were interviewing her and she just tight-lipped, kept her mouth shut. Like an arrogant piece of shit that she is. When they're asking her legitimate questions, why did you drop the budget? Kept her mouth shut. It's sickening, and this is the same response that we get from our politicians. They owe a response to the people that pay their salaries. These are our employees. And I hope that narrative starts. I hope people remember that these are our employees. They steal your tax money. And it is theft at this point because they're not applying your money the way they should. And people really start to vote again and remember, hey, we just got to start kicking these people out of office. Taxes, they serve a purpose. We need to see results. And those results need to make our lives better. And if they don't, get out. These fires are going to be talked about for a long time. I'm curious to see what Trump is going to do once he gets in there. Man, he can't get in there soon enough. But he's already putting some chess pieces into place, trying to line up, get things done. What are we going to see these next 4 years? My heart really goes out to the people of LA County that are suffering right now, and there's a lot of it. We're hearing some stories of water getting, you know, put back into place in a few of these towns, and I can only hope that things really get better here soon. But we're going to stay on top of this. We're going to keep watching. And everybody, thank you so much for following the Fall Topics. Again, we're going to be changing the name of our show here to The Ground Level, because there is some hope. I don't think our nation is lost. It was really feeling like that for a little while. We see events like this unfolding, which are just awful. But we got a few weeks, or we got less than 2 weeks coming up, and we're going to see some changes maybe after January 20th. Let's hope. Again, thanks everybody for following the Fall Topics. Like and subscribe our channel. Follow us. Pardon me. Follow our channel and tell people about us, because we want to continue to grow and bring you good content. Thanks, everybody.